I've got James Nicholas on the line, and James is from Strata Community Association, and he is the president. James has just given us a great idea, which a lot of us just take for granted. This weekend is going to be packed with Barbies. Okay, barbecue here and a barbecue there. James is going to be talking to us about barbecues on the balcony. Good morning, James, and welcome to 101.5 FM.
Good morning, Rosemary. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a topical situation, and I think it's something that needs to be raised. We sort of go about a lot of things just as we always did, but the last couple of months have told us that we really can't do that, can we?
No, unfortunately. I mean, you know, now more than ever in Australia, you know, issues around fire safety are just so front and centre, and the consequences have been so dramatic and dire that I think, you know, now heading into the weekend and a time when, you know, we're usually out having fun barbecuing with friends and family, we really now have to be so careful. And in a body corporate setting, there's a few extra things that we have to consider as well, that maybe some of the standalone detached dwelling properties don't have to consider, you know, such as bylaws and the cladding regulations and things like that.
James, if we are a tenant in our building, how are we going to find out if, in fact, that cladding, and probably you're going to get into this, but the cladding that is so flammable is part of our building?
Yeah, so for tenants and owners and occupiers, the best point of contact is going to be their body corporate manager, who may not have all of the information themselves but can certainly help navigate to that information. So probably there's two main things in play. That some schemes may have bylaws that prohibit or restrict, you know, barbecues on balconies, and that's one issue about, you know, whether you're complying with the rules of your scheme. The other is that since 2018, about October 2018, the regulations came into effect for combustible cladding, and that process was one where Bodies Corporate had to go through a self-identification process. So you had to register your building, describe what the cladding materials were, and depending on what those answers were, depended on how far down the process that you went. And so one of the last stages to happen at the end of last year was in October 2019. Those buildings that knew or reasonably believed that they might have had combustible materials on the outside of their building had to engage a fire engineer and register those details. Mm-hmm. However, that fire engineer has until the 3rd of May 2021 to complete that risk assessment and do the report. So there's a long period where they might not know how serious it is, what needs to be done in relation to it. So one of the things that may happen in the future is that a fire engineer may say, to prevent the risk of, you know, fire, you can't have, you know, barbecues on balconies. Mm. And that's something that might not be in anybody's knowledge right now. So it then leaves us in a situation where the building itself and the committee and all of the lot owners have to use a bit of, you know, caution and reasonability and say, even though we don't quite know how at risk we are, let's be sensible, let's try and minimise the risk until we know it's safe. And I know that's a difficult thing, but people living in strata, it's often referred to as that fourth tier of government, and it really is in this sense where they have to consider, you know, what's going on a national scale, or we've got, you know, bushfires raging all across the country, then what is our local government saying? Is there a fire ban in place, and what are the terms of that fire ban? Then what is our building saying about what we can do? Mm-hmm. And, you know, is there any unsafe materials around that we've got to be concerned about? And I guess there's also with high-rise buildings, the thought of what about your neighbours too? So it might not be your building, but it could be the building next door. And what if something was to spread to that building?
James, I think this is incredibly timely, because it is very easy to just go outside, turn the Barbie on, wander back inside, have a cool drink, have a chat about something, and, you know, it's out there on its own, isn't it? As hot as, you know, and if you've got that combustible stuff, you're in big trouble. Yeah.
Yeah, and if anyone's seen any of the footage of some of the tests of this combustible cladding material, it is frightening how quickly it goes up.
Very quickly.
You know, we've all been in situations where you're outside cooking a barbecue and whether the kids get your attention or you've got to go back in to get a plate to put the hot meat on, and in that time something can happen. I know it sounds very dramatic, but if you look at the footage from the tests, it's going up metres per second. It's very scary.
James, look, thank you so much for talking to us, especially today, you know, with the Australia Day weekend coming up, because really we've got Saturday, Sunday and Monday. So it's going to be barbecue time pretty well all over the weekend. And those couple of little warnings that you've given us, I think we can make for a more pleasant weekend, and one that certainly doesn't have any more fire in it, especially... here in Australia, for goodness sake, we've had enough, haven't we? We've had enough.
I think we have. I hope everyone can still have fun but be safe.
James, appreciate your time, certainly, and look forward to talking to you again. Thank you.
Thanks again.
Good one.
Thanks, Rosemary.
Bye now.
Bye.